With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Nothing crossing our scoreboard this morning. Looked like a quiet night across the area as far as any type of results. Schedule for today does have Legion Baseball here on Post 7. We'll travel up to Aberdeen for a doubleheader today. Other than that, we just have a number of announcements and different events that people should know about. First off, a lot of messages here for area high school athletes. If a high school athlete is in need of a physical before the next school year starts, there are several options right here in Huron to get a free athletic physical. HRMC Physicians Clinic will offer free athletic physicals July 9th and 11th and July 23rd through the 25th. Physicals will be available by appointment only at the Physicians Clinic. Call 605-353-7660 to schedule. Students must bring an Activities Association physical form to the appointment. Huron Clinic will take free physicals by appointment starting July 10th through August 18th. Call 605-352-8691 to make an appointment. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, free by appointment, 605-352-5264. Schroeder Chiropractic, free by appointment, 605-352-4297. New Life Clinic, call to make an appointment, 605-352-2117. Parent must be present and should bring in their insurance card. Again, that's for high school physicals prior to the start of the new school year. For Huron High School athletes, the high school or the sports kickoff program will be Wednesday, July 31st at the High School Commons and Auditorium. Middle school and high school signups begin at 5 o'clock in the Commons. General meeting for all coaches, athletes, and parents will be at the auditorium at 6 o'clock. Then coach meetings for individual fall sports will begin at 6:15. And impact testing for the concussion baseline will begin in August, Thursday, August 1st, Friday, August 2nd, Monday, August 5th, and Tuesday, August 6th. All high school athletes must take this test every 2 years. If you had a concussion in the past school years, you should retake the test in order to establish a new baseline. Again, the impact testing begins in August. Tiger Quarterback Club Golf Scramble will be held on Saturday, July 20th. It's now being hosted by Huron Tiger Roar Booster Club. Everything else pretty much stays the same as in previous years. It'll be Saturday, July 20th at Broadland Creek. Check-in begins at 10 a.m. Shotgun start at 11 a.m. Four-person team cost is $240, which includes green fees and dinner for all four golfers. The cart rental is not included. There will be 18 pin prizes. The new athletic director, Scott DeBoer, will be there for a meet and greet as well. They would like to have registrations in by Friday, July 12th. Contact Heidi Evans in Huron to reserve your spot, or Ben Drott at Broadland Creek, 605-353-8525. Ravine Man, annually Ravine Lake Triathlon, will be Saturday, July 27th. 750-meter swim, 12.4-mile bike ride, 3.1-mile run. Registration is $75. Any questions, contact, text or call Christian Small, 605-860-2070. You can register online at raceroster.com and search Ravine Lake Triathlon 2024. Minnesota Twins began the last leg of their week-and-a-half-long road trip out west, first of three in Seattle. Let one slip away as Seattle wins it in extra innings. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
It was a giant crowd at T-Mobile Park to kick off a three-game set between the Twins and the Mariners. In fact, 44,924, the biggest crowd to watch the Twins play baseball this year. Mariners took a 1-0 lead off Bailey Ober in the fifth. He gave up just one run on two hits in six innings of work. But the Twins then took the lead on a two-run homer for Carlos Correa in the sixth inning off of Logan Gilbert. Mariners would tie the game in the eighth. Mitch Haniger walked, eventually scored on a throwing error by Jose Miranda, and we would end up going to extra innings. In extra innings, the Twins could not score. Well, Seattle could. With a runner at third, it was Cole Sands facing his college teammate and roommate, Cal Raleigh. No balls and a strike. Sands delivers. And a little comeback. Crawford's coming to the plate. Sands to the plate. He threw it to the backstop. The ball game is over. Cal Raleigh walks off his college roommate, and the Seattle Mariners swarm out of their dugouts, preserving their perfect record in the City Connect jerseys. Their sixth walk-off win of the year, and they win it 3-2. Fielder's Choice wins it as Seattle claims their sixth walk-off win of the year and their league-best 18th one-run victory, 3-2. The final tally right here on your home for Twins baseball.
And stretching back the last week and a half, the last five losses for the Twins have all come by one run, and three of them in extra innings. Twins look to bounce back. Tonight it's Pablo Lopez late night baseball tonight here on KOKK, 8:30 pregame and 9:10 with the first pitch. Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll hear from Joey Mitchell, Executive Director, Nordby Center for Recreation, as we set up for the month of July. And Terry Rodert, outgoing activities director. In fact, he is officially retired. Yesterday was his last day on the job after over 30 years with the Huron School District, 16 as activities director. He sent out one last email with the schedule change for next year about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. And Scott DeBoer officially moves into the office on Monday. We'll hear from Terry Rodert about his memories of coaching, teaching, and of course being the AD for the Huron School District going back to 1991. So that'll be our show this morning, and we'll get underway at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we have our monthly update with the Nordby Center for Recreation. Executive Director Joey Mitchell joins us here. Height of the summer activities, Joey. So I guess before we go to some specific things right now, you're just busy with activities, certainly for kids of all ages, along with the regular people that are there year-round.
Oh, you're exactly right, Jeff. We have tons of things going on. We have basketball camps, volleyball camps. We have basketball workouts, volleyball workouts. We have our summer day camp where we host 48 kids, every day on site for 10 hours. There's private swimming lessons. We have our junior Iron Tigers, which is a strength and agility camp for 5th through 8th grade kids. So, like you said, there's always something going on here. Every day, pretty much Monday through Friday, all day long.
And we'll go to a few specific things that will start up. Again, I think you've already had a couple of these before, but just basically just start, end one camp, start another one. First off, basketball camp coming up here in July.
Yes, you're exactly right. This Thursday is our last basketball camp of our June session, and then we take about 10 or 12 days off, and we come back again, and we have another session we start in July. And that'll be every Thursday in July, or the last three Thursdays in July. And it's in the afternoon. So depending on what age group for sure, but it's either 2:45 or at 3:45. And that's for 5th through 9th graders, boys and girls. And we actually brought in the old Dakota Westland grad assistant. He lives in Sioux Falls, and he's actually doing Mitchell's workouts also. So he's making a trip after he gets done in Mitchell, and he comes up here and he helps out our Tigers doing the same thing. You know, as you've seen the last few years, Mitchell's been very successful in sports. So I had connections with Gary, is his name, Gary White. So I just asked if he'd be interested, and he's been coming up here and doing that. Gary also coaches Carter Porish and Josh Gilbert's AAU summer basketball team, so he does have some connections to Huron also.
Then switch over to volleyball. You definitely have a Huron connection there. Haven Hines, a former Miss AA volleyball for the Huron Tigers. She's been conducting volleyball camps all summer.
You're exactly right. That is a Huron name. You couldn't nail it anymore. It's kind of funny. I laughed talking about that because I was writing up a little flyer about Haven, and I had to go through with her and make sure I had everything right, but just things that I remember seeing her, you know, like you said, Miss Volleyball. You know, I know she had over 3,000 career digs. She played a little bit at Northern. She played at Wayne State. They were in the national tournament, made Elite Eight, and barely lost there to go on, you know. So a lot of experience there with volleyball. She played as an eighth grader on a AA team, which is unheard of, you know, at this level. But she's been doing volleyball camps for little girls. She has a volleyball camp coming up in July again for middle school, so 6th through 8th grade girls. She's also been doing volleyball one-on-one lessons. So far this summer, she started the first week of June, and I think she's done about 30, 32 lessons with girls, you know. And those are every day kind of a thing. If that's something that interests you, you can just reach out to the Norby Center, and we'll get you set up with her.
And just to add to that point, she is planning to coach, and she's going down to Dakota Westland. She's going to be a grad assistant here the next 2 years.
Yes, you're exactly right. She's on staff with Lindsay Wilbur now. She was coming back home, and that opportunity came about for her. And I just kind of caught wind of that myself, so I reached out to her as I knew she was going to be home, kind of living with her dad for a couple months. And just asked if she'd be interested, you know, and kind of giving back to some of these Tigers. So she helps with the strength and conditioning program we have, too, on our junior Iron Tigers. She brings some of the stuff she's learned at Wayne State, some of the stuff she's learned at Northern State, you know, both Division II NCAA volleyball programs. And then, like you mentioned, now she's working with Dakota Westland. So she just keeps adding more experience under her belt.
So some of the main points we wanted to get to, two more things we'll bring up here. First off, I thought this was already happened by now, but it's actually going to happen here about the second week of July. The pool will be closing.
You're exactly right. All I got for that, I guess, is the beauty of contractors. Just from my personal experiences and work experiences, you know, you get a general date, and as long as you're within a couple weeks or maybe even a month, you know, you're probably still on schedule with them. So, yes, the pool was supposed to be down in June. We're a little behind schedule, but we are on schedule. So the contractor plans on being here July 13th. With that said, we plan on closing the pool either the 8th or 9th of July, but we'll be in contact with more as we have this for sure set date.
And finally, hard to believe from my standpoint here, but the Norby Center is officially celebrating their 25th anniversary, and you're probably going to get the details really aren't together, but you do plan to have a celebration to commemorate that before the end of July.
You're exactly right, and kind of like you mentioned, it kind of hits home for me too. You know, I grew up in Huron. From 3rd to 6th grade, so I was a little shaver running around the Norby Center myself. I was playing basketball in here with the Carboys and numerous others I could name. We opened July 1999, and we're approaching July 2024. So, yes, 25 years old. We are working on a little celebration at the end of July. The main thing with that is we're just trying to get some of our projects around here finished up so that when we do it, we can kind of do an open house and, you know, have a new revamped pool area. And we also have our racquetball court remodel that is also getting finished up. So we're just kind of letting these projects get finished up before we, you know, set a date. But it'll be the end of July, and we're going to have, I guess, kind of like a little party here, you know. I know we plan on getting some bouncy houses for some kids and doing a little open house thing and some food. So it'll be a good time.
So to wrap it up, just a lot of information here. If anybody has any questions, there's a lot of avenues to get the information.
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, we use Facebook. We have a Twitter account. We have Instagram. The phone here. We have our website, too. So, yeah, there's tons of different avenues to explore. You could even just walk in the door and, you know, someone could show you around or talk you through things. And so don't be afraid to reach out, you know, whether it's phone, email. Some people even get my number. I don't know how, but you know, I even get text messages, you know, and that's all right, too. So I'm here to help.
Monthly update, Norby Center for Recreation with Executive Director Joey Mitchell. We'll be back. Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Norby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, did an interview a couple weeks ago with Huron High Activities Director Terry Rodert. Yesterday was his final day on the job after taking over in 2008 as Athletic Director, Activities Director, and culminates a 31-year career in the Huron School District. And first things off, Terry, before we talk about some of the other things, this decision has been in the hopper for a while. In fact, he gave the school district a year's notice you'd be retiring now.
Yeah, well, you know, my plan was to try to get to 62, but I just got to the point where it got to be harder and harder to come to work. My passion for working nights, weekends, and holidays diminished over time, and this job just takes its toll. There's so much stress involved. Part of it is self-induced, but when you run state events and you want to run all the Huron events and do it the right way, it requires a tremendous amount of commitment. And after 16 years, it just felt right that it was time for a change. I just needed to do something different. I'm healthy, and I wanted to make sure that when I left I was healthy and I'm going to be able to enjoy retirement. We have two new grandkids that I want to be part of their lives and not miss a lot of their activities like I had to miss my own girls growing up and missed a lot of their activities. So it just felt right, and to this day I have no regrets.
Well, just looking at the chronology here, if I got it right, I believe you came to Huron in 1991. Seems like you've been here forever, but I believe there were stops, what, Menno and Sioux Falls, Washington, before you came here?
Yeah, I graduated from Northern in 1987, and then I was fortunate to get the job in Menno. I taught social studies. I was head boys basketball and assistant football for 3 years, then got married, and Shelley was working in Sioux Falls, so we just thought it was probably best for me to move on to Sioux Falls instead of her coming back to her hometown of Menno. And then I was fortunate enough to get a long-term subbing position in the Sioux Falls School District. And while I did that, I coached 8th grade football at Whittier, and I coached assistant boys basketball at Sioux Falls, Washington before coming to Huron in 1991.
Well, there you got the first thing here that I wasn't familiar with. I didn't know you did have a little bit of football coaching in the background.
Well, I have a little bit, but I'm certainly not an expert.
Well, as far as, you know, we think golf and then basketball, really, were you a golfer all the way through back when your Salem days, when you're in high school, and have that carry over? How'd the golf thing start?
You know, it's funny, I probably started at the golf course when I was probably about 5 years old. I went out with my parents that played, and I just kind of started playing recreationally. Salem did not have high school golf when I was in high school. And so when I went to Northern, I had some friends that were playing on the golf team, and they said, you should try out for the golf team. And I never played competitive. I never played any tournaments other than the local junior tournaments in Salem. And so I thought I'd give it a try, and I found out that I had a lot to learn, and I found out that I had to get a lot better. And so over the course of a couple of summers when my parents moved to Huron, when I was a senior in high school back in 83, I came back to Huron then during my summer times at college, and I knew nobody. So I worked at the country club from 6 in the morning until 2 o'clock, and then I went home and showered and had a quick lunch, and then I just went back to the golf course and just played and practiced till dark. And I did that for 2 consecutive summers, and I actually made myself a decent player, and I've been playing golf ever since.
Well, just kind of to keep on the timeline here, you're at Washington. You said a long-term sub, so I assume you were looking around to see what a full-time permanent position. Is that how you ended up landing in Huron?
Yeah, and I was actually in line to be the JV coach at Sioux Falls, Washington, the year that I left, because the coach there left coaching basketball, and Jan Nicolai was the principal at Sioux Falls, Washington, and she was trying to find me a teaching position, but nothing opened up that particular year, and so I didn't want to sit around and sub for another year. I did apply for some other positions, but I happened to see that Huron had high school social studies available, and they had golf available, and since I played college golf, I had a high passion to try to coach that sport, even though I'd never coached it before, and came to Huron, and I ended up being the head boys golf coach my first year, along with freshman girls basketball, and then eventually moved into the boys basketball program and eventually took over the girls golf program as well.
You know, and that's where I know, go back there. As far as being in Huron, you know, you have part of your family here. You mentioned your mom and dad had already moved here right as you got done with high school. Your brother Chuck's been here. I know you got other family members scattered around, but it's kind of coincidence, I assume, that your mom and dad, your brother, and yourself all did wind up in Huron.
Yeah, my dad was transferred here. He used to work for Lakeside Dairy. He was transferred here back in 1982. My senior year, and my mom stayed with me in Salem for half my senior year, and then she eventually made the move, and then I just, kind of ironically, my uncle and aunt bought our house in Salem, in which we had just been living in it for 3 or 4 years. We had just built a brand new house in Salem, and so I was able to actually stay in my own bedroom and not move out, and I lived with them for the remainder of my senior year, and I also actually stayed in Salem through the summertime so I could play baseball with my buddies one last time. So that was part of the draw to Huron. My brother has been in Huron. I think he graduated from USD in 1985, and so they've probably been in Huron since 1985. So we've had family up here for a while, and my sister actually graduated from Huron in 1988. So Huron's been part of our life for, you know, a long, long time, and we are very grateful for the community and everything that they've done for our family.
You know, and like I said, we talk about you, about golf. You had some great moments there with the girls and the boys during that time. You eventually ascended to the head basketball coach job there back in the late 90s. Then decided, you know what, I want to do a little less in the summer. You went down to JV. Budnagan took over as head coach. We kind of know what happened in 2004, but it just seemed to me the 90s, you just climbed the ladder in the Huron system.
Yeah, so when I came, I said earlier that I was the freshman girls coach, and I really enjoyed doing that. It really opened my eyes to, you know, opportunities, and I didn't really have a vision to be a girls basketball coach, but that year taught me so much, and I had a great group of girls that taught me a lot. And, you know, I don't remember our wins and losses, but I just remember that we had a good time, and I know the girls really improved, and I hope that they had a good time. And I think it was the following year I moved over to the boys' basketball program, and so I was at the sophomore level with the boys' program. I was at the freshman coach for the first year or two, then I moved up to the sophomore, and then eventually became the head coach. And, you know, I found out that being the head coach at a double-A school isn't all what it's cracked up to be. It involves, especially in Huron, and I mean that in a way that in Huron we don't have the resources that the other big schools have. Like, we don't have Sanford or Avera putting on all the youth clinics, and so the coach in Huron has to do everything. And I found out that I was not made out to be that person. I did not want to have to spend 8 hours a day in the summertime in the gym, and it was better to allow somebody else that opportunity. And so I lasted 5 years. I did the best that I could for 5 years, but in the end, I just wanted to be an assistant coach. I wanted to be able to have a lot of fun and be able to walk away when the game is over and not worry about the stress of what's next. And I really enjoyed, of all the years that I coached basketball, I really enjoyed the 8 or 9 years with Coach Budenhagen being his assistant. And we have a lot of great memories. Obviously, the 2004 championship tops the list, but we had a lot of other really good years and a lot of fun times together.
You can talk with Terry Rodert, retiring at the end of June here now as Activities Athletic Director for the Huron School System. And, you know, you go through the 2000s. I remember, I think I talked to you like late 90s. I just ran into you at one point, and you were talking about how you're back in grad school going to Northern during that summer. And you said that what I want to do eventually is have a chance at Mark Wendelgass's job when he decides to retire. And that, of course, was the AD. And while it was kind of a circuitous road to get there, you did get there. I know you stepped down from JV basketball and were just an observer basically for a year or two before you got the job now that you're just finishing up.
Yeah, actually, I got my master's from Northern in 1996. I actually started taking classes at Huron University because Northern came down and they offered classes in the summertime and at night, so I started taking a class or two. And after 2 years, I finally decided it's time to get serious and just get this done. So I went back full-time in the summer and finished it up in 1996. And I did it for two reasons. I did it, number one, because the pay structure in Huron was such that once you got your master's, that's when you could make some extra money moving up the pay scale. And number two is I knew that if you're going to be an athletic director at the AA level, you probably needed to have your master's. I had zero interest in being a principal or assistant principal. And so when Mark retired, I applied for the job. I was fortunate to get it. But, you know, I just wanted to be part of more than just golf and basketball. I thought I could make a difference in a lot of the other sports, and I hope that over the time that people will feel that we did. Are there things that I wish I did different? Certainly. When you look back, but I think for the last 16 years, it's been a pretty good run.
Talking with Terry Rodert, outgoing, retiring AD, activities director for the Huron School District, ending a 30-plus year career for Huron Schools. We still have plenty more we're going to talk about, Terry, after a break here. Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We return here, Dakota Sports Saturday. Continue our conversation with Terry Rodert, outgoing activities director, retiring from the Huron School District. Total of 30-plus years in the Huron School District, first as a teacher and coach, and then AD the past 16 years. And Terry, kind of let's start now with you taking over the AD position, and I guess things really changed. You had different worries, I would imagine, between when you started and where you're finishing up here now in 2024.
Yeah, I started thinking back just the other day about, you know, changes that have taken place, and there's so many changes that have happened, I can't remember all of them, but, you know, just the simple things, like we used to never do doubleheaders in girls and boys basketball, and now we do a lot of doubleheaders. I don't know if the coaches love the doubleheaders because it gets to be a long day and night, but I know the fans seem to like it. I know that if you're a parent and you have a boy and a girl both playing basketball, they love it. So they have to split up and go to Watertown and one stay here and watch us play the other game against Watertown. You know, we used to have a great rivalry with Mitchell and Aberdeen Central and Pierre in districts and then the West River schools and regions, and now that's gone away with SODAC 16 basketball. And I guess over time we'll find out if that was a good decision or not, but I really think that it gives the state the best chance to get the top teams to the tournament. And it really values the regular season a little bit more than it probably did back then. So I think that was a good move, but I guess time will tell. You know, football, we no longer play the Sioux Falls schools, which for Huron I think is huge. So adding AAA football has been a good move for the state. Starting up of soccer and making that a club sport and adding girls wrestling recently has been obviously really good moves, and you're going to see those programs continue to grow, not just in Huron but statewide. We added some invitationals in Huron. You know, we've always had golf invitationals and the track invitationals and the cross-country invitationals, but it was some of the other sports like volleyball and gymnastics and wrestling that we wanted to do something to really showcase not only our facilities but our talented teams that we have in Huron and bring more people to Huron, and so we added those events, and I think they've been very popular. And then we actually went even down a little bit lower to the middle school levels and added a lot of bigger tournaments for the middle school kids so they could actually see the schools like Brandon Valley and Yankton and Harrisburg, you know, teams that we really don't compete with on a yearly basis, but now we see them, and it gives our kids an opportunity to see everybody in the ESD and kind of give them a good measuring stick as to where they stack up going into their high school years.
You mentioned facilities, and I was going to get to that too. I think it was, 2017, if I remember right, where we did the remodel of Tiger Stadium, put in the turf at the same time. We built the tennis courts across the street. From your standpoint, that was probably the biggest thing during your time as far as facilities goes. And again, that took a lot of planning before it actually began.
Yeah, that was a couple years of planning. I believe it was 2016, and it's kind of ironic that we opened Tiger Stadium up with a girls' soccer game against Douglas, and I don't know why I remember that, but I do remember that. And then the 8 new tennis courts across the street was a huge benefit to our tennis programs and all the people that play tennis in the community, and now we've added 4 more recently, and so... we truly have one of the best facilities in the state as far as Tiger Stadium and the tennis courts and the arena. We've done a lot of good things purchasing the TAC. I can't remember what year that was, but that was a significant purchase for programs like cheer and dance and wrestling and gymnastics that use that all the time, and we were able to move indoor pole vaulting in there as well. So all of our facilities get a ton of use. And I know that none of it would be possible without the support of the community. And one of the things that I value about Huron is the support that the community gives the school district, not only just for athletics and fine arts, but just education in general. And we are so happy and we are blessed to have our girls graduate from such a great high school district.
You know, and you mentioned state tournaments earlier, and I think that's something you just want to talk about a bit, because people don't know the how much goes into those. You know, we always think volleyball, certainly Class B girls basketball has been at the arena a lot, but you look at one I'm just going to pull out is cross country, because there's so many athletes coming in, there's so many people coming in. That's pretty much all hands on deck in the district. If you don't have something else going on with your own specific duties in the district, you're probably going to be needed out at Broadland Creek to help out that day.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about state events. The one thing that people may not know about Huron is the number of state events that we have hosted over the years, and I've actually kept track. In my 16 years, we've hosted 32 state events in Huron, and yes, basketball has been the main cog that we've hosted for a number of years. I've hosted 12 state girls basketball tournaments, one AA and 11 Class B. And you mentioned cross country. Cross country at one time wasn't that big of a deal to host, but since they started charging and you have to block off the south side of a golf course and then plan on all the parking, that is by far the biggest and the hardest state event to host in a city. And, you know, unfortunately it falls on hunting season, so that brings another element of things that we have to try to figure out for the teams that are traveling in from West River. And I'll add you one little tidbit that when the state decided to charge for cross country, I remember being at a meeting and Wayne Carney was the executive director, and he asked me, is it possible to implement this next year at Broadland Creek? And he looked right at me and I said, well, anything's possible, but it's going to take a lot of people. And you're right, it took our grounds people about 2 weeks, and we put in about 350 fence posts and a fence, and then we had to figure out how we're going to get 4,000 people into Broadland Creek with parking. And so a lot of planning has been taking place over years for that, and I think every time that people come to Huron, they are very surprised about how good of an event that we put on, and it takes a lot of people, and we are very, very blessed to have a lot of good teachers and employees of the Huron School District that are great professionals, and they're very good at what they do, and they take working those events very seriously.
You know, and you've always been one that, you know, I want to see how can I make things better? How can I help out? You've been on a number of committees. I think you spent 1 year filling in the last year of a term on the Activities Association board. I know you've been on a lot of golf committees because I know people kind of lean on you for that sport anyway. But I know you've always been looking, what can we do to make it better, not only for Huron, but for South Dakota?
Well, for the first 3 or 4 years when I took over in 2016, I was just trying to figure out, you know, how do I run this job and how do I take care of the Huron programs first. And once I kind of thought I had it figured out, I was able to say that I'm going to do more, and I'm going to do more to help benefit the state, as you just mentioned. And, yes, I served on the board for the Activity Association for 1 year. I filled out a five-year term for an athletic director who left Watertown and went to Sioux Falls Roosevelt, so I filled out that one term. I've been part of the executive committee for our AD group since 2016, and I've served on the golf advisory for 6 years for the Activity Association. I've been on their site selection committee, I don't know, for 10 or 12 years. I was on their COVID task force for a couple years. You know, I've been chairman of the Hall of Fame in Huron since I took over. And so a lot of other things that have occupied my time, but it's things that I look back and I really grew as a person, and I grew as an athletic director being involved and just being around a lot of smart people and kind of just picking their brains and just talking to them and trying to figure out what exactly do we need to do to give the student athletes in South Dakota the best opportunity. And so that's kind of why I did those things. And then probably one of the things that I was probably a little bit out of my league when I said yes to do this, but I volunteered to be the chairman of the AD strategic plan. We don't have a strategic plan, or we never did, and now we do. And Kelly Mesmer from Harding County and I co-chaired that for, that was probably a 2 or 3 year planning strategy with different 80s around the state, and we were able to get that passed. So pretty proud of some of the things that we were able to accomplish over the last 10 or 12 years when I tried to figure out to do other things other than just run the programs in Huron.
You know, and we always say this too, you never like to talk about it, but, you know, you have received some accolades. You got the Distinguished Service Award from the Activities Association here within the last 2 years, just went into the Golf Hall of Fame. You're up for a national award here, I believe, at the end of the month. And like I said, you know, it's not anything you got into education to do, took the job to do. It is nice to be noticed.
It is. You know, I'd be lying to say if that weren't true. But I will also tell you that when I decided to go into teaching and coaching and eventually becoming an athletic director, I didn't sign up for those, you know, those things to try to win awards. That was the last thing that I even thought of. It's very humbling. I look back and go, this little shy kid from Salem, South Dakota, who hated speech class as a freshman because I hated getting up and talking in front of others, And now it's what I do, and I get up in front of people, and I've actually spoke at graduation twice in Huron, which was extremely nerve-wracking. But just to get up in front of the parents and the athletes in the fall orientation and at the end of the year with the athletic awards program, I still get nervous, and it's still something that it's still probably out of my comfort zone to do things like that. It's certainly out of my comfort zone to talk about awards. But I am very appreciative that people have recognized the fact that we've done a lot of things, and hopefully people will agree that at least I think that we've done a lot of really good things, and I look forward to sitting back and watching the next group of leaders make decisions, and hopefully they will continue to do things that's best for the kids in South Dakota, not necessarily just what's best for the kids in their own community.
You know, and has to tickle you a bit, too, that Scott DeBoer, a guy you coached when he was in high school here, taking over for you.
Yeah, and I was actually Scott's sponsor when he got confirmed, too. So we go way back. I think his parents, Bob and Kathy, came to Huron the same year I came to Huron. So I've known their family. I've known Scott since he was a baby. And I was able to coach Scott in basketball, and he will do a fantastic job. He's a hard worker. He's very smart. And I think he will do some great things for Huron. So I look forward to sitting back. And obviously, if he has any questions or anything like that, I will help him the best I can. But he will forge his own way through this and make his own path. And who knows, 15, 20 years down the road, you may be talking to him about all the great things that he's done.
Well, we'll just wrap it up here. I know there's still other things I probably could have got to, but bottom line is, I guess you are retiring. It's effective June 30th. From what I understand, though, you're not going anywhere for the time being.
The plan right now is to stay in Huron. I have a part-time job already lined up for the rest of the summer. I'm going to do that and just kind of take it a day by day and kind of figure out what's going on and probably try to get some things around the house done. Even though I'm not a very good fixer-upper person, I guess you can Google things and find out how to fix things, so that's what I'm going to end up doing.
And really, with Huron, you mentioned that you do have the two relatively new grandbabies. You're basically Huron is halfway between both daughters.
We have Taylor, their daughter, and Zach, they're in Pier, and Brittany and Joey are in Sioux Falls, so we're 2 hours away from each, so that will be a key factor in staying in Huron as well. Plus, Shelley is continuing to work at community counseling. And I will say this, that you can't do this job without a good family support base, and I have that. I mean, we talked about my brothers and my mom and dad, but my immediate family, Shelley and Brittany and Taylor, have been with me every step of the way. Not every day has been positive. Not every day have I been probably the best husband or dad, because I get a little emotional, and sometimes I get a little crabby, especially when I come out of some parent meetings that don't go very well. But they've always been there for me, and you need that in this job, because it doesn't take long for a friend to become an enemy when you make a decision that doesn't favor them. And I will end with this, that a parent is hard enough when you're parenting one or two kids, in this position, you're parenting several hundred kids, and you have to look out what's in the best interest for all kids, not just one or two. And that was hard for me at first, but I think over time it became a lot easier if you just keep the whole picture in mind as far as what you're trying to get accomplished.
And I'll just wrap it up myself here. The shy comment you made a couple minutes ago, I'm just not even buying that thing. But I'd like to thank you for all the help you gave me. I know media does make a person a little nervous at times, but, you know, I tell every coach that comes in, if something's off the record, it stays off the record. You've been very cooperative from that standpoint and been great working with you. And I just wish you best of luck here moving forward.
Thanks, Jeff.
Terry Roedert, outgoing activities and athletic director for the Huron School District. Yesterday was his final day on the job. He's still going to be around, as he just said, just not going to be administering all our school events here moving forward. Scott DeBoer will officially take over on Monday as the new activities director, AD, for the Huron School District. Coming up next is Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.